so much can distract you from achieving your goals and dreams. Is there a way to balance your work with other things you enjoy doing that will not make you feel like your time is being abused? At Born to Lead program, we help you to discover or rediscover your purpose or plan for life. We tell you how to find purpose in life. We are all born with a purpose. Join us on the journey to discover how other people have successfully achieved their dream or are on the path of doing so, and how you can do the same. This is Born to Lead. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host. Join us here now on 104.6 Planet FM. New Zealand. You've been kept. Good afternoon, Auckland. Good afternoon once again to our own business capital. This is the Born to Lead program. Coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. My name is Kizito. And as usual, I'm your host for this program. So wherever you are this afternoon, I would like to welcome you once again to the Born to Lead Show. Come with me on this happy trip back to the promised land. Listening to us all over the world, we say good afternoon from New Zealand, Tamaki Makaurau, and welcome you to the Born to Lead Show. It is a beautiful day. And we bring you greetings from the Born to Lead Show. I'm sure most of you are already in the festive mood. It is Christmas just at the corner. So wherever you are, we wish you Merry Christmas in advance. Welcome home. So since we're already in the festive mood, Christmas is just right here, we'll probably drop one track. It says The Messiah Is Born, just for us to, you know, be in the festive mood as well for the Born Today Show. So please stay tuned. Don't go away. And this is for you for the Christmas. So that was a beautiful, classic by the London Symphony Orchestra by Sir Colin Davis. Beautiful. So Messiah, for unto us a child is born. So we're going to look at one more beautiful festive song. That is the Hallelujah Chorus. And then we will continue with our Born to Lead show for today and let you know what is up. Thank you. was the Hallelujah Chorus. So we are still in the festive mood. So wherever you are, Merry Christmas to you all. This is the Born to Lead Show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM. So today we're going to be talking about something very simple, and then we'll hear at the latter part of the program, or getting to the ending part of the program, a very small message from Dr. Miles Morrow on leadership, which is about 10-12 minutes. So we want to talk about dreams today. What it means to have a dream, and then its realization. So there's a difference between having a dream and then living the dream. So there are two different things: being a dreamer and the realization of the dream. So there's nothing wrong with dreaming. In fact, I mean, most of these big things that we see in the world, they start with a dream. I mean, someone, you know, dreaming about doing something or planning to do something, which means that you've got the vision to do it. You've got the dream to do something great. So it is okay to dream, but it is not okay for the dream to remain a dream. Because if that happens, me, nothing will happen. So that is what it means. There's one famous person who shouted, "I have a dream, I have a dream." As we all know, you know, that was Martin Luther King Jr. It is always great to have a dream. So dream big if you dream. Because honestly, the good Lord loves dreamers, and he's attracted to people who love to dream big. So remember that you are unique. You are very special and can never be replaced. Think about it. There are over 7 billion people we have on this planet. And each and every one of us has got something different. We don't have the same fingerprints. Even within the same family, your DNA might be different, because you don't have the very same thing. Even though they might be similar, that's how we're able to trace that you are from this lineage, but it's different. If that is possible, for over 7 billion people to have different thumbprints, which looks very similar. If you look at my thumb and I look at yours, I mean, if you look at the patterns, they are very similar, but they are not the same. And that applies to the other 7 billion people out there. So if that is possible, then you are free to dream as big as, I don't care, as the Tasman Sea, the Pacific Sea, the Gulf of Guinea, whatever. You are free to dream as big as that. We talked about talent and gifts some time ago, and I said it is your talent that will take you to many places. And also, as a great leader, if you see the lives of so many people who are making it in life, they might not be brilliant speakers, they might not be so eloquent, so well communicating people, you know, like the most of the politicians, but they're living their dreams. The lives of LeBron James, you know, Nelson Mandela, you know, Tiger Woods, you know, T.D. Jakes, all these people, like, they are, you can see that they are doing what they were born to do. The dreamer who succeeds is someone who has a clear vision, and most importantly, act on it. So you don't just stand idle. You act on what you have purpose or ambition to do. As long as you are able to hold onto the vision and act on it, then there's always a chance for you to move out of your current situation and towards the fulfillment of your purpose. That's what you were born to do. Now, there are two things that I want to cover, or I want to talk about when it comes to your dreams and their realization. The first thing that I want to talk about is living your life's vision. Living your vision. In other words, every life, every single life has got a vision. You are not born out of the blue. You are not born by mistake. You are not born, you know, to take chances or just to try your luck. You are born with a purpose. And it is up to you to find that vision and live it fully. If you are listening to me right now, and you feel trapped, maybe you are underemployed with all those qualifications, you know, the business is not growing as expected, you know, you've done everything that you can, but you are not getting the projections that you need. You're always in red, you know, trying to find ways to go black, you know, with the numbers, whatever the current situation may be. My desire is that you will be inspired, you will be motivated, you will be challenged to get back in the race towards your dream, to get back the passion towards your goal. Because yes, you can do it. You can totally do it. You must achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. So you gotta get off the dead or the rocking horse and find a living stallion, which is your life's vision. Now listen to me carefully. To do this, you need to understand and put into practice some principles that transcend current trends and even conventional wisdom. You need to apply some level of wisdom and some principles when it comes to realizing your dreams. You need to put some measures in place, set up some goals, be focused, be challenged, and not be necessarily be distracted by unnecessary things. Because if there's something ahead of you and you want to go and get it and you are not focused and you keep getting being distracted by so many things, by the time probably you get there, it might be too late or you might not even have the strength to achieve or to even make the best good use of that particular thing. So it is only in this way that your success would not be dependent on the state of the economy, the careers or the jobs currently in demand, or what the job market is like. So if you know what you were born to do and you are focused to achieve your dreams, it doesn't matter what the world says or how things are trending, because you always find a way out. You will not be hindered by what people think about you or what you are capable of or your initial lack of resources. So it's very important to stay focused when you want to achieve something in life or want to live your dream or the purpose for your life. The second thing that I want to talk about this afternoon when it comes to your dreams and their realization is that you take your life out of neutral. Take your life out of neutral. What do I mean by that? It doesn't do you any good to be stagnant in life. It doesn't help to place yourself in a pause mood. Let's take for example, if a car is in motion and suddenly it is put in the neutral shift, the car will stop. And what happens? Nothing happens. Unless the shift or the gear is changed. So unless you've changed it from neutral to drive, nothing happens. No matter what you do, and it's not about mechanics, there's nothing mechanical. If your car is not moving because it's in neutral or it's in the stop mode, there's absolutely nothing. Not even a mechanical person can tell you that a car in a neutral can move forward. No. Which means for the car to be able to move or to be in motion again, you need to change the gear. You need to change the shift from neutral to drive. That is the only way the car will start moving again. So you as a person, you are the sum total of the choices and the decisions you make every day. It's your life, it's your choice. It's your life, it's your decision. So every choice or decision that you make today, it's part of the accumulation of who you are. How you think is who you are. Because it's out of the thinking that you do what you got to do. And that brings what your thoughts create, you know, the things around you, which spells out who exactly you are. Because it's out of the thinking that you do certain things for us to know. Because no one is in your head. So for us to be able to witness or to know who exactly this person is, your thinking needs to be changed into something that we can see or we can hear or we can have a look. So it is out of your choices, especially with your thoughts, that we are able to define who you are. So you can choose to stay where you are, or you can choose to pursue your dream. It's very simple. The choice is yours. And that is the power of choice. Every one of us has got that power to choose, the freedom to make a decision. To make a choice. That is something that no one can take it away from you. The power of choice. So you have the choice to do whatever you want to do. You have the choice to do whatever you want to do. And I challenge you this afternoon to stop making excuses for why you cannot accomplish what you were born to do. There are a lot of us out there who always find someone to blame or always find something to pin on and blame that thing or that person, that group, that individual as a cause of the reason why you have not been able to achieve what you have envisioned or you have put on yourself to achieve. So take your life out of neutral and move forward. You possess the power and the responsibility to determine your own future and destiny. Remember that you were created as a unique person to accomplish something that no one else can accomplish. And that is as simple as that. I started by saying that there are over 7 billion people on this earth. And all of us are special. And it's very simple. I mean, how do you know you are special? And I made an example that we don't have the same thumbprint. Even though they look very similar. If you look at my thumbprint and that of yours, the pattern look very, very close. But there are about 7 billion similarities. And that alone is to make you think that you are special. Because you got something that no one else on this earth has got. So no matter how challenging it gets, no matter how difficult it gets, don't give up. Because your vision is the key to fulfilling your life's purpose. Don't give up. And I say your vision is the key to fulfilling your life's purpose. And I hope that you have been able to take one or two points out of today's word of motivation this afternoon. Your dreams and their realization. And I believe now, maybe from next year going, or even starting from this month, you'll be able to start reflecting on your life, counting back on the things that probably you can restructure, so that from next year, you'll be able to start living your dream, or if you've been distracted, go back on path, get back on track, and be able to achieve what you have envisioned to achieve in life. So that is the word of motivation for today on the Born to Lead Show. So stay tuned. We're going to go for a quick music break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Beautiful. So that was the Sunshine Day by the Osibisa Band. So, and as I said, since we are in a very festive mood, we're going to hear some of the best when it comes to Christmas songs. So, this afternoon, we'll look at one more song that is the best of Silent Night. So, stay tuned.
Listen to me,
So that was a beautiful performance on the Silent Night. Look at one more one on the Holy Night. And then I'll just wrap it up with the leadership. What it says, what it means to be a leader. That is by Dr. Miles Morrow. So we'll quickly have a look at that. And then we'll wrap it up. So that will be our last clip for the day on the Bonte Lee Show. So thank you all for tuning in. So we'll wrap it up with the leadership video from Dr. Miles Morrow. So please stay tuned.
For me, giving you the definition of leadership as we have come to know it here in Atwila. It took me 27 years to write this one sentence. So please write it in 27 seconds. I have read so far 276 books, actually, on leadership myself. And I still bought three more last week to read for next month. And of all those books I've read, I have written down, cut out, paste, and filed hundreds of definitions of leadership in my office in a file. But I couldn't find one that was clear enough that incorporated all the ingredients that I felt, based on my 27 years of research and experience and study, of what leadership really is. So here is my definition, and I'm sure it's not complete, but to this date in my life, this is what I have come up with. And you will find this in my latest book called The Spirit of Leadership. I am being quoted now by a number of people. I heard them quoting my quotes in a couple of colleges lately. This definition is now being quoted by other leaders. Leadership is the capacity to influence others through what? Inspiration. Say inspiration. That's important. Leadership is the capacity to influence others through inspiration, not manipulation. Most of the people that you call leaders to me are simply professional manipulators. True leaders don't manipulate people. They inspire them. That inspiration comes from a passion. Therefore, the heart of leadership is passion. Because passion produces inspiration in others. And if you cannot inspire a person, you got to manipulate them. The moment you start manipulating, you are no longer a leader, you are a dictator. And whether that's your husband or your wife, or your children, or the people in your office, or your colleagues on the job, once you start using manipulation, you're no longer a leader. Passion comes from a vision that you have. And that vision comes from a conviction you have about life. Your conviction is a source, or it comes from purpose. If you believe you were born to do something, then that becomes your conviction. That conviction then produces a vision of what you see it looking like. That vision then produces a passion for you to pursue it. And once you start pursuing a passion, you inspire other people. By the way, let me show you how this works. To become a leader, then you got to turn this entire sentence upside down and start from the bottom. So if you want to learn how to become a leader, I'm talking to you. Here's a secret. I'm giving you this. I'll see you in 10 years at the top. It's easy to become a leader. It really is. Here's how you become a leader. Number one, you got to have a purpose. I have three books out there to help you with this. One is called In Pursuit of Purpose. The other one is called Maximizing Your Potential. And the third book is called The Power of Vision. In these books, I help you discover your purpose. Number two, you must have a clear conviction about your life. A conviction is important because conviction has to do with a belief that is stronger than opposition. Conviction means you believe that you were brought to this planet to do this specific thing. Conviction. Conviction then produces a vision. Vision is purpose in pictures. Vision is seeing your purpose in technicolor. When you start seeing your dream in pictures, you are now receiving vision. A leader, therefore, always has a painting in their heads. And they can tell you, like Martin Luther King, I have a dream. I see an America where little black boys and little white girls walking hand in hand. And he started describing this stuff. And you're like, you could almost see them. All leaders get that. And if you ain't got yours yet, you're going to be okay. You stick around us, you're going to get your picture. Because without that, you'll always be a follower. You got to have a picture. The vision then produces this key, and that is passion. Passion is right in the middle. Passion is a desire that is stronger than death. Passion is finding something not to live for, but to die for. Passion. What made Nelson Mandela a leader is this list right here I'm giving you. And every true leader, if you put them against this list, you will find that they possess every single one of these components. Mandela suddenly realized he had a sense of purpose for South Africa. That purpose then produced a conviction that took him to jail. He was so believing in that, he was willing to go to jail. He was his conviction was so strong. That conviction was based on a vision he saw of a new South Africa that didn't exist physically, but he saw it. And that created a passion. And passion will always produce, number five, inspiration. He inspired an entire generation, not just a nation. When he came out of prison, we were marching in the Bahamas, in the streets. I was like, what's going on? I mean, New York was marching. This guy made the whole world march. And no one knew who he was until he was introduced to the world out of prison. Only a few people knew who he was. But anyone who recognized his passion for what he believed was inspired. When you inspire, you don't need no one to vote for you. That's heavy. When you get passion, you don't need people to approve of you to be a leader. Your passion is like a force that takes everybody with it because they become inspired. And when a person is inspired, they become influenced by you. And if you influence people, they then call you a leader. So let me say this very carefully. True leaders never seek followers. I'm going to say it again. True leaders never seek followers. Followers seek true leaders. And they look for these things on this list. Mahatma Gandhi is in this list. A man 4 feet too high, 92 pounds, defeated the entire British Empire. Why? He had this list. He had a conviction about equality and justice and fairness in India. His conviction took him to jail because of his passion. His passion stirred up 800 million people and defeated the British Empire without a bullet being fired on his behalf. The power of leadership. Remember, you cannot lead if you don't influence. And you cannot influence if you don't inspire. And you cannot inspire, come on, say it, if you don't have passion. If you hate Monday mornings, you're not a leader yet. If you don't want to go to work, is what I'm talking about. You have no passion for a job. Then you are a hindrance to life. You're not a leader. All right, write this down. A reminder, the foundation of leadership is what? Say it loud. The foundation of leadership is character. Say it loud together. The foundation of leadership is character. Say it again. The foundation of leadership is what? Character. It's not power. It's not skill. It's not education. It's not management abilities. It is character. I want to drive that home as you leave this place. Now, what is character? A reminder. Character is, out loud, character is a commitment to a set of values without compromise. What is character? Character is dedication to a set of standards without wavering. What is character? Character is self-imposed discipline in keeping with moral convictions. What is character? Character is effort to integrate one's words, deeds, actions, and person into a complete whole. That's what character is. And that's what you get right now. Please keep it. How do you develop character? Out loud. By testing your commitment. Second, by testing your loyalty. Third, testing your dedication. Fourth, testing your faithfulness. Five, testing your honesty. Six, character is developed through pressure, demands, temptation, and resolve. All right, we're getting it. I want you to read this statement with me about a desert experience. It's found in the book written by one of the students of Jesus. His name is Matthew. Read, go. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be what? Tempted. Stop right there. Stop. Look at the word Spirit there. It's a capital S, which means that God himself took the guy where? In the desert to be what? Tempered. What is temptation? Testing for weakness. I don't care who you are, he says. You could be my son. I'm testing for character. By the way, you remember that there's only three tests in life, you know. Oh, you're going to like this. You better write this down fast. If you remember this, I'll see you at the top. There are only three life tests. Only three. One, write it down, the test of appetites. Number two, the test for fame. And number three, the test for power. They are the only three tests in life that you got to face. And this young man, 30 years old, in this statement, pastoral three. The first one was what? Appetites. Turn this stone into bread. In other words, feed your belly at the expense of compromise. You and I got three appetites in our bodies. Only three. One, water. Two, food. Three, sex. Oops. And all three will always be tested. Drink. Gluttony. And uncontrolled passion. And if you study any leader that fell, any of them,